Well, it was obviously a very hard-fought game on both sides. It was a hard-fought win that we really had to earn from an effort point of view. Obviously, we really struggled offensively. We missed a ton of layups, and we had some bad decisions. Defensively, you know, for the most part, we did a good job, but we did have some breakdowns. You know, we played very hard, but I don't think we played particularly well, and I'm sure Penn probably feels the same way. We're very pleased with the win against a Big Five opponent that we respect immensely. We're very pleased with our effort, but we have to get a whole lot better as well.
Now, what does it say, though, against Bonnies and against Penn? You fought hard, you didn't play your greatest game.
Oh. I love my guys. I mean, we've been through so many hard times and hard losses, and we put them through an extremely difficult off season. Really, from the time we went to Canada in August when these guys were freshmen up until now, they really haven't had much of a breather, and they really want to build this program. I'll go to war with these guys any day. They're great people, you know, we're going to build this thing, even if it's not the prettiest process all the time.
You had an 11-0 run. You forced a lot of turnovers. What was working for you there?
Well, our press turnover created a couple turnovers, so that was a big plus for us at that time. You know, I think we also got a couple in the half court, but there's no question that the forcing the turnovers during that stretch was key. And I really want to compliment Daryl Parton, who was out there at that time. And he's kind of the kid on our team that has not gotten as much of a chance to play as other people. We thought we could really use his defensive foot speed, and he really, really came through for us. Yves, I thought, played extremely hard. If you look at the stat sheet, you know, nothing really jumps out at you about Yves' game, but I think he was the most important factor in the game in the last few minutes there, both defensively and rebounding and making his free throws and the driving basket he had. So I think Yves and Daryl, even though they might not jump at you out in the stat, jump out at you in the stat sheet, were huge factors in winning the game.
Josh, sorry, it's been a while since you won the last year. I mean, is it nice to kind of get that behind you, talk about it, think about that?
You know, the year where we had a pretty good year and finished third in the A-10, we beat a good Drexel team here in a big win. You know, that obviously wasn't one of the traditional Big Five games. And LaSalle has had a drought against Penn that predates myself and the players. So it's definitely important to end any losing streak that's out there. I mean, and I'm a Big Five fan, not only from a traditionalist point of view, but from a program building point of view. You know, we have to win in our own backyard, in our own neighborhood, for us to have the kind of program that we want to have. And if you look at the Big Five teams that have won these games in the city and been one of the top couple teams in the Atlantic 10, they usually end up being a postseason type team. So we think it's a huge measuring stick for our program.
Talked about some of the players that, you know,
you've
been in the league, but you also got to perform Seth Barrett tonight as well.
Yeah.
His contribution.
Well, you know, Kamani is a guy I expect a lot out of. Now, he does jump out at you on the stat sheet, and I actually thought he could have played even better. So that's a real compliment to Kamani that I thought he obviously made shots and was the one guy on our team who did make shots consistently. Was a factor on the boards, but I thought when we tried to go to him a couple times in the post, he was a little bit hesitant. I thought he could have played better defense, and that's just a statement on my part in as far as how good I think he can be.
On the 25-30 from the line, how impressed are you with that?
I'm impressed and thrilled and ecstatic.
Right. Could you talk about your contribution in the last 3 minutes, and especially the free throws?
Oh, Yves?
So.
That's how he is when he hears me in practice, too. I was just talking a little bit too long. He had his normal Pavlovian response, that's all.
Well, I was just out there trying to make sure I give, like, my best effort to help my team win. Actually, today, like you can see, I didn't have one of my best games, but throughout the game, I was telling myself I need to do something to help Rodney, to have Donnell, to have Coach G get a win here against Penn.
Rodney, talk about, you guys didn't always finish. You talk about getting penetration, just getting to the lane, all
of it. Yeah, that was the key going into the game. Knew that we could drive them in this, so that was the key going into the game.
Either of the players, do you guys know much about the streaks, or a lot of that predates you guys, obviously, but was that a motivation coming in tonight?
Yeah, yes, me being from Philly, Big Five was a big thing for me. And we always talked about it heading up to this game, so we knew it would be a big win.
Ronnie, after that heartbreaking triple overtime loss to Richmond, I mean, you had back-to-back games of strong efforts in the second half to come back, take the lead, and then hold on to that lead. How nice is it to kind of finally get some gratification for working hard in those games and finally get some victories?
It's great. I mean, that's what you play for. You play to win. To lose in the triple overtime against Richmond hurt us, but we bounced back real strong against against St. Bonaventure. Got a W, then we bounced back today and got a W. So we want to keep this winning streak going.
Any questions? Thank you.